This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The White House has denied that U.S. President Donald Trump was briefed on a reported finding that Russian military intelligence offered bounties to Taliban-linked militants to kill U.S. troops in Afghanistan. Neither President Trump nor Vice President Mike Pence was briefed on the alleged Russian bounty intelligence, according to White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany in a statement. She was referring to a report in the New York Times on June 26th. The Times reported that U.S. intelligence officials concluded months ago that Russian military intelligence offered the bounties to militant fighters linked to the Taliban and claimed the intelligence was based partially on interrogations of captured Afghan militants and criminals. A spokesman for the Taliban leadership said on June 27th that the group strongly rejects that allegation. Spokesmen for the U.S. National Security Council, the Pentagon, and the CIA declined to comment on the allegations. The Russian Foreign Ministry dismissed the report as an unsophisticated plant. Former Vice President Joe Biden, Mr. Trump's likely challenger in the November presidential election, criticized the president's alleged failure to take action. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence on Sunday mostly blamed young people ignoring precautions to prevent the spread of coronavirus for the sharp increase in recent days of the number of confirmed cases in the country. Pence said on CBS's Face the Nation Sunday that it's inarguable that increased testing in the United States with 500,000 per day has led to confirmation of more people with coronavirus infections. But he added younger Americans have been congregating in ways that may have disregarded the guidance that we gave. The number of coronavirus cases in the United States stands at more than 2.5 million. VOA News. The number of COVID-19 infections around the world has passed the 10 million mark, with nearly 500,000 deaths, according to Johns Hopkins University reporting today. World Health Organization Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus called the milestone a sober reminder that even as research continues, the world has an urgent responsibility to do everything we can with the tools we have now to suppress transmission and save lives. Five U.S. states have reported record-breaking daily numbers of new coronavirus cases. The U.S. continues to lead the world in reported infections, according to Johns Hopkins University. And according to 2.5 million cases, the United States has seen more than 125,000 deaths from the infection. Across Latin America, the number of cases has passed 2 million, the Pan American Health Organization said. Colombia now has 88,591 total cases. That's a number higher than the total reported by China at 84,726. Brazil surged to more than 1.3 million infections, second only to the United States. And a troubling rise was also reported in India. The Times of India said 18,552 new cases were recorded on Saturday. That surpasses Friday's record of more than 17,000. In South Korea, new clusters are popping up in Seoul, where hundreds of infections have been traced to churches, night spots, and restaurants. And Indonesia reported its biggest daily increase in coronavirus infections with 1,385 new cases. The total there is now more than 52,000. Iran has announced it will make the wearing of masks mandatory at indoor places as the number of coronavirus fatalities recorded in a single day rose by the highest number in Iran in nearly 3 months. The measure was announced on Sunday. It was accompanied by news that hard-hit provinces would be allowed to reimpose restrictions aimed at countering the impact of the virus. The new mask requirement is expected to be enforced until July 22nd. China imposed a strict lockdown on nearly 500,000 people Sunday in a province surrounding the capital, Beijing. It's an effort to contain the fresh coronavirus cluster there, and authorities warn the outbreak is still severe and complicated. Hundreds have been infected in Beijing, and cases have emerged in neighboring Hebei province in recent weeks. This comes after China largely brought the virus under control. Health officials said on Sunday that Anxin County, about 90 miles from Beijing, will be fully enclosed and controlled, the same strict measures imposed at the height of the pandemic in Wuhan earlier this year. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to...